Okay.
You can buy some from me, so.
A candidate.
Sure.
Begin with the Pledge of Allegiance to a flag that is somewhere over there or perhaps everywhere. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. It's lovely to see you all. Is there anyone that would like to make public comment? Okay. Here to watch the circus. The first thing that we need to do is to discuss the current port litigation. Jim, do you want to take us into that?
Sure. As most of you are aware, we've been involved in litigation with a Kingston community member for close to 3 years now. That litigation sprang from public records requests that the port struggled to provide to the resident. We have, for the last 2 years, worked on our systems. We've worked on organizational skills. We've worked on new employees. I think we're at a point now where the port itself can be pretty proud of how we handle records and distribute them to citizens who are asking for those records. That has sparked a confidence in the litigant that we are ready to settle this. It was her request that we actually went into mediation, and Mary and I Friday spent the day in Seattle in mediation, and we reached a tentative agreement that has to be ratified, obviously, by the commission. So that's what this meeting is here today, a offer on the table for the commission to ratify so we can move forward. The offer that's on the table is that we would continue today, or actually yesterday and today, providing records that were still outstanding, which we have done through forensic investigation, and that we would pay Ms. Issa $124,000 plus lawyer fees and court costs. So that is what we have on the table right now that that I signed and Tanya signed in front of the mediator. And Mary signed it too.
There were the mediation process is very difficult, and I'm really proud of everyone who was involved. Everyone. Have you had an opportunity to read that?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
Is there anything further that we want to discuss about it?
I don't have anything I need to discuss about it.
I have bad hearing. The $124,000 plus port or court costs?
Court costs.
Oh, thank you very much. And the total?
The total is going to be probably $253 with lawyer and court costs.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Which is painful. But this is probably the best we were going to do under advice from our attorney. So, other comments? Questions?
I just like to say that makes me sad.
I think it makes us all sad.
Yeah, very disappointing. That community member.
I think that is a universal comment by everyone, including us.
Yes.
It makes us sad. We want to move forward from this.
Yes,
as a community, as a port, and this is what we saw being the solution. And this is what our attorney recommended,
right,
too.
Sure. Yeah, I totally understand. It just is disappointing to me.
I'd like to say, as a Kingston resident, I love conditionally. So they, you know, for them, that's a lifetime deal.
Yeah.
So it's what it takes to get past it, and for us to, the part of the community that's volunteered their whole lives and built their whole lives and bled their whole lives. Okay, pay them off.
Google.
You know, but
we want to do this in a positive manner, though, because we have to, as a community, come back together. Because this is a community, it's a small community, and that's how we feel about it. It's a very small community.
Yeah, it's a very small community, and they've torn it apart. And
yeah,
to go forward, like, I get it. Like,
you gotta eliminate
all
that,
go forward,
that,
but I will not go
there's
forward.
There's no forgiveness.
Them. Yeah.
There'll be no forgiveness. I mean, you move forward, but there is, you can't have someone come into your house and pillage your home and your people and your family and then forgive it. You can pay them off, send it, you know. I'm just saying, that'll be the net result of this. We are connected to the community. We are the community. We know everyone in the community.
Right.
That will be the net result.
We all make our individual choices how we move forward with this. I have always been a very positive person, and I try to remain a positive person and to realize that down the road, because of the position I'm in right now, I'm probably going to be working with these people. And I don't have a problem with that because I'm a positive person and I'm a duck and roll. Let's just, you know, let's get through this. Let's become better people as a result of it. Let's do what's best for the community. And that's how I look at it.
Yeah, and I just look at that they are not doing what's best for the community by any means. So if they do go forward and start doing stuff that's best for the community, then perhaps I can be the duck and roll person. But when they're still coming at us, still doing what they're doing, even though you guys have made it better, made it right, they've gotten rid of all the people that they supposedly had a problem with, and they're not moving forward. You know, if they were moving forward, they would have dropped it, and they would not be getting into all of our pockets. So that's just me.
Ron? Sorry.
Well, I'm not going to play the blame game. But Kingston's much stronger than this. I mean, this has just been a little problem that's rippled on the top, and it's divided the community. And hopefully this is the end of it. But if you look back, and all of us here, I think, have been residents for a long time, this thing got escalated way out of control way early. None of you were involved in any of this. You guys have solved a problem that you inherited. And thank God it's done. But the thing is that we can't let some little thing like this get escalated to the point that this one did. There's got to be a way to stop it, because you guys are the leaders of the port, and you alone can stop an escalation for anything in the future. And I hope that you figure out how to do that so we never get into this situation again. I trust you.
Yes. Thanks, Ron.
You just said a minute ago that moving forward, you're going to have to work with these people.
Probably.
What is it that you're going to have to work with them on?
I'm on lots of different. We're all on lots of different communities,
okay.
Committees in the community, and these people are on those some of those committees too. I mean, we're in a small community. At the Denim and Diamonds gala that they had, they were saying there's 23, but there were 25 up on the board, service organizations from Kiwanis, Rotary, Boys and Girls Club, stakeholders. I mean, I can't name them all as I sit here, but a lot of us serve on numerous of those committees.
Right.
And these people are people in our community that also serve on numerous of these committees. So we're going to be working side by side with these people.
There's another element, and that is that how this area gets built out will have a tremendous impact on each one of our futures. And this is a significant property owner in downtown. And I'm keenly aware of that, that the conversations that go forward in terms of what does downtown look like, how do various property owners partner up, I think we want to be able to be part of that conversation in an effective way.
I can tell you one thing, and I've been here my whole life. I personally wouldn't do business with these people for anything, because as you have known, I have put in thousands, tens of thousands of hours into our community for no gain. You know, and these guys have extorted money from us. So I would, And I will tell every person I come across that whatever their business is, to not frequent it. You know? And if you have an opportunity to do business with them, I would really be careful about that. Because they're obviously not trustful. They're not community-minded, otherwise they wouldn't have sued the port. A community-minded person works with the port to solve problems within the port. And we do that like a family. They're new to the party. This is the way they chose to handle their matters. I'll handle my matters the same way.
I wish that everyone involved had handled the matters in a way to de-escalate and solve it. That isn't what happened. And here we are, and it's done now.
Yeah.
There's enough. We were advised by our attorney that, and eventually pled full liability for the public records issues. We have gone above and beyond public records laws in order to resolve this. I'm glad for that, but it wasn't handled well in the beginning, and it wasn't just them.
Anytime any business happens with those people, I hope you bring it up to a vote of the community, because people got to be aware that those people profited from our community, from my money and your money, and they did nothing to benefit the community other than come into this community and buy things. And if that's the way you gain power other than goodwill, then so be it. They're on an island as far as I'm concerned.
Actually, one of the outgoing commissioners said to me that the one thing that he was grateful for these lawsuits for was the fact that it made the port more transparent. It forced the port to do something that he always wanted them to do, but he couldn't do it by himself.
You got to look at the positive side.
That's what
I
do.
I'm just cautioning any more further business with these people, because they've chosen a litigious way to deal with their problems and not a family way to deal with their problems. So, you know, we're a community. We're not a city. We don't have paid people other than you all, you know, and you don't get paid anything hardly. So I'm extremely proud of the port and what you do. And I think it's a shining example of how a port should be run. So look forward to the future.
Thank you. I think we all do.
Thanks, Greg.
I enjoy it tremendously.
Anything else? Okay. So is there a motion on the floor to approve this settlement?
I make a motion to approve this settlement as written.
I second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So commissioners, with that, I prepared a press release, or we prepared a press release. It hasn't been released until the ink was dry, but I wanted anyone to have a copy of that because it outlines where we come, where we're at, where we're coming from.
Is this a done deal, or did she have to approve this thing too?
It's a done deal.
She already did.
Juanita has to sign the check, so it's not a done deal.
I don't sign it, but.
That was a good testimony.
It was Michelle.
Could we wait till the end of the meeting to do that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you guys had just wrapped up.
No, not quite. So is there any further staff comments?
I'd just like to bring you up on a couple of items. One, you're aware we've got bids for Washington Boulevard Park. Those bids have some irregularities that we're working through. It looks like our apparent low bidder is going to be thrown out for non-compliance, so we're going on to our second bidder. So I wanted to keep you in that loop. We wrote the letter today and sent it off to Olympic Construction. The audit is complete. Juanita has worked her magic and sent it off. And we will be probably having a meeting with the auditor next week or the week after. We'll keep you posted on that. And as you know, commission candidate applications are due on Friday. We've had a couple of other community members email me but have not submitted anything. We have two applications right now. I would like to start scheduling interviews, but I want to make sure your schedule is together. They have to be public interviews, and I'm proposing we do them Tuesday the 13th at 9 o'clock to get something on the calendar.
That is a day you're in town still, Laura?
Right? Yes. That's good for me.
So for all of you that want to know, we have a commissioner vacancy. These two commissioners will pick from a slate of applicants for that job. That person will sit on the commission until the end of 2019, which was Bruce McIntyre's term. And then if they choose to go on from there, they would have to run that November for anything further.
If we were, are you thinking in terms of doing this before noon?
I was thinking at 9 o'clock.
Great. All right, that works for me.
Okay. So we will schedule that for maybe 9 and 10:30, two interviews at this point. If we get more applications, we can talk.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Commissioner comments?
I don't have anything.
I don't either. So our next regular meeting date is Wednesday, March 28th. The Tuesday, the 13th, is a work session, essentially. And I believe with that, if we have a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Before I second, is there any other public comment?
One comment. In the press release, are you guys just trying to limit the impact by saying 124 plus fees? Or does anybody have the guts to say 252?
We actually went back and forth with that. And I met with Tanya today for the same thing. And she actually wanted to put 252 down. I wanted to make sure that the community knew that she was getting 124. It's the attorney that's getting all the other stuff. And that was one of the reasons we went into a settlement agreement, is because if we stretch this out, she wouldn't get any more money, but the attorneys would make three times this.
So what about putting both fees and figures in there?
We could certainly do that. And the newspaper's here, so he's just, I'm sure he will
put
it
there.
And to me, you know, as the public, we were all kind of crossing our fingers that she'd walk in and say, pay all the attorney's fees and we'll walk and become a part of your community. But I'd love the community to know that she got paid off. So,
okay. We can do that.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, then I second the motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Right.
We are adjourned.
9, 10:30.
Thanks for coming.
Can I give you guys names?
Yeah.